We all have lots of hopes, don't we? And I love just listening to the people in the streets of Chichester as to what their various hopes are. If you're anything like me, you hope that the jokes in the Christmas cracker might be a little bit better this year. But very often they're not. So I've got a couple of Christmas cracker jokes which I hope you'll enjoy. So what did Father Christmas say to Mrs. Christmas when she looked out the window? Looks like reindeer. I know. And why has Santa been banned from sooty chimneys? Do you know why Santa has been banned from sooty chimneys? Because he leaves a carbon footprint. Yeah, I know. Anyway, we've all got different hopes, but I guess as adults, our hopes tend to be a little more complicated, perhaps, than the hopes of children. On Friday, I was up in London with the grandchildren, and we went to the Selfridges, in fact, looking around the toy store, and I am told that Scruffalove, according to Hamleys, is one of the top presents this year. Did you know that? Children, did you know that Scruffalove is one of the top presents? Well, I hope you put on your list for Santa that you wanted a Scruffalove. Scruffalove is an abandoned pet that requires love to transform it from scruffy to lovey. It reacts to how you nurture it with lifelike sounds and even has a heartbeat, set to become their lifelong friend. Well, we all have hopes, but sadly our hopes are often not fulfilled. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if that toy, which this year is the number one toy, soon gets forgotten in the years to come. And if you know anything about Toy Story, just ask Woody all about that. But it's just interesting to see what different people say on the streets of Chichester, what they're hoping for. And it was interesting because a common theme kept on coming through. Yes, yeah, some are hoping for some nice presents, but lots of people were saying they're hoping for peace. That was their hope. Or they're hoping the world would get better, or hoping for joy. One lady said she hoped that her family would get back together. And I think that in this context, a lot of these hopes where people are saying they're hoping the world is going to be a better place, it's more of a wishful thinking than an assurance that actually 2020 is going to hold anything more than much of the same. We'd all love to find peace in the world, and there's lots of hope for that, but the chances are we're not going to see it fulfilled. And it's interesting because also in our hymns, our carols this afternoon, we've been singing about hope. Hope has been a constant theme. So in O Little Town of Bethlehem, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And O Holy Night, which personally is one of my most favourite carols, also says, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. So my question is this, what is this hope? And what are the hopes and fears that are met in Jesus that Christians around the world are going to be singing about this Christmas? That hope is met in Jesus. Well, it was referred to a little bit earlier in the animated video that we saw of the paper nativity. And I want to pick up on that. And it's from some verses in Luke chapter 2 and 8 to 14, where the shepherds have a visitation from the angel. And I'm just going to read it out to you and pick up on what this hope might be all about. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And there's a key in this passage where the shepherds encounter the angel, and the angel says that there is a future and a hope, and it comes in the fact that a Savior and Messiah and Lord is coming, and his name is Jesus, and he was being born in this manger. And many of the people interviewed on the streets of Chichester were recognizing that something needs to change in the world in which we live. I think there's a deep longing in all of us for something to change, because the world so often feels such a dark place. And when Jesus was born some 2,000 years ago, there were very similar concerns. The people living in Israel at the time were suffering under oppression from the Roman Empire. There was injustice, there was poverty, and there was desperation, and there was a longing for change. And the people of Israel, they were looking for a savior. They were looking for someone to come and change the world. And it's no different today. The same thing exists. We are looking for something to change in this world in which we live. And in Israel, they were looking for someone, a Messiah, the anointed one, who they thought was going to come and bring a change of government. And we look and think, we need a change in our government. We need something to happen in this world which is going to transform and change it and deal with injustice and deal with poverty and deal with oppression. That's what we're longing for. The people of Israel were longing for the same thing. And they were looking for social justice, good government, a world freed from conflict with a savior who was going to come. It's interesting, though, that they were hoping in a Messiah who would liberate them. Not one born to die on a cross, as Jesus was born to die on a cross. And at the heart, we have the same issue living in 2019, going on 2020 next week. We believe that the problem is out there. It's somewhere out there. The world needs to change. If only the world sorted out the whole issue of climate change. If only the governments got together and brought world peace. Perhaps then things would be different. The problem is out there. Something needs to change out there. It's no different 2,000 years ago. It's the problems out there. Something needs to change. But Jesus comes to say, actually, the root of the problem is not out there. It's in here. It's within each and every one of us. It's in me. I am the problem. Recently here at Grace Church, we've been looking at the book of James. In the Bible, and James says this: what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You know, they're pretty strong words. We'd all rather the problem was with someone else other than me. But where do wars and conflicts come from? They come from people disagreeing and fighting for what they want. And how can that be? It's because the problem actually lies, and God recognizes this, it lies with us and our own desperate need for peace. I need peace. But the peace I need is the peace with God. And that's the wonderful thing about the Christmas story, is that God comes totally man and totally God. He identifies with us in our weaknesses, in our failings, and in our shortcomings, and he lives a perfect life, dies on a cross that we might have peace, but our peace might be with God with whom we've rebelled. And the Christmas story comes to say there is hope, and our hope is there is a Savior. And it's not a hope that is out there, but it's a hope that's in here, which is life-transforming. And in a few weeks' time in January, the 19th of January, we've got a morning where people in Grace Church are going to talk about how Jesus has changed their lives. Now, we are all a work in progress. None of us, not one of us can say we're without sin or we are perfect. We are not. But what we do know, that God comes to bring us peace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And that is the hope. And that is the message of the gospel. It's the message of Christmas. And Jesus would have us to know that he is Savior, he is Lord, And ultimately, he does come to give us peace. When the shepherds went to worship Jesus alongside the wise men and many others, they were looking to another governmental authority. They were looking to the one who would come and ultimately be seen to be the King of all creation, who will bring in a new world order, but it starts with us. It starts with dealing with our own issues. On Christmas Day at 3 p.m., I'm one of those old-timers who listens to the Queen. And I have no doubt that the Queen, who is one of the most wealthiest women in the world, and of course, as our sovereign, we recognize her authority, I have no doubt that she, on Christmas Day, in her Christmas message, you listen out for it, I guarantee she'll refer to Christ, to whom she sees her own accountability. We are all under an authority that is Christ himself. So why is the angel able to say to the shepherds that it's good news? He's able to say it because he comes to bring peace, justice, and hope. And that is the heart of our message today. That's why there is hope. So as the band would like to come up in a moment, we are going to finish our time of celebration this afternoon. In a moment, the band are going to bring us a performance song. But before they do that, I'd just like to pray and ask that God, that he might reveal his love to us this Christmas through the one who ultimately can bring hope to each and every one of us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you chose to send your son to live as a man, be born as a baby, to grow and become a man, live a perfect life, that he might die on a cross and yet to bring each and every one of us hope, peace with you, knowing forgiveness for all our wrongdoing. And ultimately, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You will return and you will bring your perfect peace throughout the whole world. And we look forward to that hope and ask for your presence with each and every one of us this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.